Welcome back to another episode of Up and Smoke. I'm your host. You already know the name. Just want to shout out to everybody who's been listening to the podcast. It was a struggle to get it on Spotify and Apple Music. I understand a lot of people don't use SoundCloud as much anymore. I only use SoundCloud because that's the only place I felt like it would be cool to upload my podcast episodes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate all the love and the consistency I've been doing this podcast because I honestly love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to enjoy doing this every week. It motivates me to be like, okay, I need to go ahead and drop an episode. I can't just be posting episodes and not like updating it, you know what I'm saying? Just like letting it sit there, like, nah. I want to have a whole ass catalog of episodes so people can listen to. Because honestly, like, yes, I may be kind of bad, like, at it now, like, voice-wise. Because I'm not going to lie, I do keep saying, and I'm trying to really break out of that. You know what I'm saying? So, bear with me. Because I know for a fact, when I go back and listen to these episodes, I'm like, bro, what the fuck were you even thinking? You know what I'm saying? So, I appreciate that. All in all, y'all been rocking with me doing these during the episodes. A lot of people, too, have been asking me why I don't, like, number these episodes. So, normally, when it's just me, I feel like I only like to do 15-minute episodes at most. Because who wants to sit there and listen to me talk for an hour? My mouth is already getting dry thinking about how much I could really think in a whole ass hour on just talking on this damn podcast. Like, no, I'm not doing all that. So you'll at least get like 15, 20 minute episodes of me just talking about little shit. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping y'all up to date. More likely the episodes I will be posting are the ones that are going to be of people, you know, coming to visit, coming to do the shouts out. Now, I am going to be in the Bay April 6th to the 11th. Yes, I will be home for my birthday, April 10th. You know, I got to throw that out there. But I will be home for that. I want some of my Bay Area homies to jump on the podcast while I'm out, while I'm home. I got to figure it out how I'm going to do that. But I feel like if I use a certain few apps, I could probably run that. I feel like it would be really cool because, yeah, I want y'all to understand, like, where I come from and where I'm from, the people who don't really know me from living in Seattle. Like, I want y'all to, like, know my homies and how, you know, how our lingo is and shit, you know? Because I'm not going to lie, if you're not born in the Bay Area, like, and not know our culture already, like, bro, you're going to be lost in the sauce. Shout out to Gucci Man for saying it. But, you know what I'm saying? So I want to start getting some of my homies that are down to get on podcasts in the Bay. So definitely tap in on that. But yeah, so me doing these little like episodes are just more like me filling updates because, you know what I'm saying, I don't have a guest right now, which I don't have today. I actually had an episode ready for this to drop Thursday, but I feel like I had to redo it because it was just me of yawning and it just didn't feel right for me to just drop that because I felt like it was too lazy of me and I was thinking about it and I just had went back to listening to it and I was like, nope. I couldn't tell you the amount of times how I do like 4 to 3 podcasts for me to like actually find a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like if I fuck up on one, I literally stop it and have to reshoot a whole nother episode because I just don't have the time. I mean, I have the time, but I'm not trying to sit here and edit, add, do all that bullshit. I'm trying to hit this shit at one time and get it right. You know what I'm saying? So just bear with me because I'm still learning this shit, you know? So, but anyways, I was watching the documentary of Billie Eilish. Now, if you don't know who Billie Eilish is, you are asleep. She is, I think she's 19 years old. Came out when she was like 17. Music is phenomenal. She didn't even know who she was until I went to Flog Nog at Tyler Creator's if y'all don't know who that is, or the festival, it's Tyler, the Creator's. I normally look at the lineup. The lineup was pretty lit, right? He had Flatbush Zombies. He had Brockhampton, Jaden, Earl. Was it? I think Sid the Dude was there too. Corday was there when we were at our apartments. Didn't even know the festival was even going. He was a special guest. That's when he was just now coming out. It was lit. Anyway, so like I just normally was going through them and listening to the artists, and then I came across Billie, and I was like, oh, she's pretty. She's kind of wild and not wild, but she kind of dressed kind of dope. So let me just listen to her. And I think it was I Don't Want to Be Here Anymore. It was actually pretty good. I enjoyed watching that or listening to that, but watching her set, I had chose her set over Lauryn Hill. Now, y'all might think I'm crazy for even doing that because my homies was like, yeah, we're going to go see Lauryn Hill. Well, I was like, well, I'm going to kind of stay here because I kind of like her music. So my homies are over there seeing Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's late to her set. I want to say an hour late to her set. Like, come on, Lauryn, you can't be doing that. But I was over there on Billie's side, you know what I'm saying? And it was lit. It was, I've never seen her. I've never even knew who she was until that day. So I went to go see her. So it was pretty cool to, like, see a new artist that I didn't even know live. And she had that shit bumping. Like, everybody knew her music and shit. And I was just like, damn, like, I guess I need to start playing catch up. So her documentary was dope. I've definitely seen another documentary too, was Little Peeps. I don't know who Little Peep was. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't listen to him before he died or anything. So I wanted to like know who he was. So I was like, alright, I'm gonna watch it. And honestly, our generation really has to I feel like people need to realize in our generation, like, depression is real. Like, that shit is not fake. It's no joke. Like, even watching Billie Eilish's, she was depressed on some of her on the tour too, and like people just like being rude to her because she didn't want to like talk to nobody, you know what I'm saying? So like, not even just in that aspect, but like just like the music she made, her mom was just like, is that how you feel? And she was like, yeah, this is how I feel. So like, honestly, like, people need to take that in consideration, that depression is real. I'm not gonna lie, I've been through it living in Seattle. I will call my mom and tell her, like, I don't even want to be in this state. Like, I need to leave. And honestly, I think it's just the sun. Not having the sun, it's really why it's Seattle's called the most depressing state. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the highest suicide rate states. It's insane because depression is real. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it as much. And I think we need to start talking about it more because, man, I feel like just helping certain people and your friends, you know what I'm saying? They can help them from not doing something that they'll regret, you know what I'm saying? So I've came across a few of the homies living out here. I'm not going to say no names, but you know what I'm saying? And honestly, I was just wanted to be there for them. I don't want them to fucking, you know what I'm saying? I don't want them to go do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you got homies here. You need to be here. You got to meet my future kids whenever we, you know, whenever I do have them, you know what I'm saying? They got to meet uncle or auntie, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks that people feel like that, and I wish people didn't, you know what I'm saying? But we just live in a world where we feel like our mental health hasn't been good, and especially during COVID, like, everybody's mental health got tested, you know? So it was a really rough time. And even me, like, I learned about myself so much during COVID. Like, I learned that I didn't really like people. I really didn't. That's because I work in, like, customer service for, like, plenty of years. So I already am tired of stupid people. I deal with it a lot at where I work at. Not going to say my name, of course, because I don't want them trying to find where I work at. But yeah, it's really tough, and I feel like people need to, like, talk about it more, like, even feelings-wise, like, I've always been that friend that, like, I'm not gonna lie, I have a lot of female friends, that talk about their feelings a lot, and I'm always there to just listen, you know what I'm saying? Because, bro, like, people go through so much in life, bro, and sometimes they don't have anyone to talk to. So, I got off a little topic there, but that's okay, because we really, like I said, we really need to start talking about this shit more, because people just think, oh, it's just a phase. Like, no, that shit is not no phase. Like, that shit is legit. But yes, watching that documentary and shit of Lil Peep, I was kind of sad. Like, I was like, bro, like, he was really coming from the top, but you know what I'm saying? Drugs really take a toll on people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it kills a lot of artists. Like, even, you know, rest in peace to my man Mac Miller, you know? That man slipped through depression and was going through. You could hear it even in his album, you know? So, I feel like, yeah, like, people just need to start being there for people. And if they're not sad, I mean, you may not know what to do, but at least be a person to listen and hear them out. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people just want to hear that. You know, so that's my thought on the whole depression thing. But you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, be there for people. Be kind to people, because we need that in this world right now, because this world's pretty fucked up and rude to every, you know, it's, we live in a fucked up nation, you know, so I just want the world to be kind sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, you know, so let's try to, you know, 2021, let's try to do that, try to be nice to people, try to normalize that shit, because I swear Instagram, Twitter ruined literally my generation on everything. So at least try to be nice to people, you know? So, yeah. So that's my take on all that. So, yeah. Another thing I've been watching too during this whole, like, lockdown, because honestly, I don't go anywhere anymore. I stay in the house as much as I can. I only go to home and work just because I'm still not really safe. I feel like I'm not. I still play safe. I don't want to, like, risk going out, catching COVID, going to work, giving it to all my coworkers. Like, no. Like, one of our coworkers already died from it. So, I definitely don't want to be, like, the selfish one and do all that. I mean, I go out every now and again, but it's not like how I used to. I used to go out a lot. So, shout out to me not going out, because I'm saving a fuck ton of money in right now, you know, so that helps. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of, like, murder documentaries, which is insane, because, like, normally watching shit like that, I don't like seeing, like, blood and shit, but, like, watching, like, The Night Stalker was one of them. I watched another one called The Ripper. Now, The Night Stalker one, let me just tell y'all this. If y'all have not seen The Night Stalker, y'all need to go see that on Netflix right now. That man was insane. He worshipped Satan. It was ridiculous. They couldn't even catch this man. I would say they probably would in this generation, but the fact that they can't even catch the Zodiac Killer right now, like, they just decoded one of his letters. Oh, that took y'all, what, damn near 45 years to do? You know what I'm saying? So, Night Stalker was definitely one of them, and it sucks that that man never got to face, like, death row, because that man died of natural causes. Ironic. Fuck that dude. You know what I'm saying? So, it sucks, man. But that documentary was over the top good. I guess I didn't realize that American Horror Story 1984, that was the character they were basing him off of. No idea. So, now I gotta go back and watch that. The Ripper documentary I was watching, it was about an England serial killer that killed a mom of three, and they're trying to figure that out. That one was insane. I still got to finish that one. I think there was another one that just dropped on Netflix today. It was like something about Mormons getting killed. I'm about to watch that today because it's my off day. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little intense. Normally, I watch them, like, smoking and shit, but since I don't smoke anymore, and, oh, man, let me tell y'all, that's really a rough thing to do, but honestly, I'm so glad I'm, like, out of it. You save so much money when you don't buy weed, let me just tell y'all that. haven't bought weed for like 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, excuse me. I'm saying, oh, okay, like I see a big ass difference, you know? So not smoking and watching my murder documentaries and like analyzing a whole lot of shit, I'm kind of like, I'd be bummed out sometimes, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to take a break from doing that shit, because I'm not going to lie, I was doing it. I've been on 3 years, and honestly, that's the only thing that kind of helps me sleep. So I'm already not sleeping, and I'm kind of like trying to balance it back into me sleeping a decent sleeping schedule too at that, you know. So it's all a learning curve, and I'm still trying to get there, but I'm going to be straight. But yeah, watch all these murder documentaries. I feel like people don't watch them enough. Like, you learn so much shit about them. Yeah, so that's pretty cool, you know. But all in all, I just wanted to drop some knowledge on some shit today. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. Everyone's at work still. Some are not at work, you know. But I just thought it would be nice to drop a little episode to fill y'all in. By the way, I do want women to join my podcast. Like, I need some of y'all who listen to this podcast that are women to tap in, because I want to talk about some shit. We need to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got questions, you got questions. Please come join the show. I want to talk. But once I buy another female splitter, because I don't know what my dog did with it. I'm sure he probably found it and chewed that shit up or hid it from me. But I want women to come join my show. So if you're a woman, like I said, watching, listening to this, let me know. So anyways, I just want to say thank y'all again for listening to this podcast. I'm about to end it like probably right now, but I just want to say thank you. And oh, if I'm home around April 6th through the 11th, and if you need photos done, DM me so I could start scheduling shit to start scheduling, so I could know what I'm doing, because I got two new lenses I have bought from my coworker. Shout out to my man Josh. I've been trying to get back into taking photography again. I always feel like I've been taking breaks, but I kind of don't like to take pictures in the rain, even though like I should be doing that. But the way my schedule is set up, I run errands on Fridays and want to sleep all day. So if you want your photos taken, tap in with me. But yeah, thank you for another episode of Up in Smoke. I will have another episode next week. Stay tuned. Have a good day.